Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 12 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside my boy, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
What's going down, people?
We also got Chloe in the house. What up, Chloe?
What's up, guys?
And Alex is back from his trip, everyone.
I'm saying,
what's
it's your
up,
boy?
Alex?
What up, guys?
He's here. You know what? We really missed you.
I super
missed you, dude. It was crazy.
I really missed you guys too. I was listening to you guys on the plane on the way back, and I shed a tear because you guys sounded so beautiful. I loved it.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna cry.
No, I really missed you guys. It was weird to listen to episode 11 and not hear my voice. I was like, there's something missing, but you guys just sounded so good. So,
Were you like replying to us?
Yes.
Even though you weren't, yeah. Like, we're saying something, you're like, no, Chris, you suck. Shut up.
No, and I was like thinking about the things that I would have said, but it's okay.
Cool. Well, let's kick off the show with something that we do every podcast, and that is what we wore today. Chloe, what'd you have on feet?
I wore some Nike Flyknit trainers.
Ooh.
In the gray and neon colorway with some white on it here and there.
Awesome. They're
really, really comfy.
Now, you're a big fan of the Flyknit, am I right?
Yes.
For the people that don't know you, what is your favorite Flyknit shoe?
Oh, the Multi.
Multi Racer. Check it out.
And what are you hunting right now? What'd you tell me? You were like, for the last couple of weeks.
Oh,
or
yes.
Last week, I think.
The trainer in the Multi colorway. And it's going to be a tough one.
Are you accepting?
It's doable.
Yeah?
I think people have forgotten about it a bit. It's the pink one. It's the Flyknit Trainer Multi. It's the like pinkish one. Yeah.
It's a beautiful one.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's going to be... I'm going to get it.
Very doable.
I love the confidence, Chloe. Chris, what'd you have on feet?
I had my Palace Boost Pro.
Ooh.
In the cyan colorway.
Alex, you're drooling right now. Stop.
Yeah, because like I never saw them in person until like I
kicked you
feet.
In the face. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, they're dope.
They're really dope.
I love the colorway.
Yeah, it's cyan.
Very,
don't call it baby blue. Don't do that.
I didn't.
Yeah, cyan. No. No baby blue.
I did.
Go Duke.
Go Duke. Yeah, you're not about that. You're a big Duke fan. Alex, my man, what were you wearing on feet today?
Forest green, vintage pack, Gazelles. Thank you, Adidas, for listening to my ultimate colorway, dream colorway of Gazelles. And yeah, I wore them proudly today. And I know Chloe's like maybe thinking of getting a pair. So hopefully, like, yeah.
I think I'm gonna have to pull the trigger on those.
Hopefully, we'll.
What color laces did you slam on those finally?
I stayed forest green.
Yeah,
kind of did a little I went around my staff and asked for their opinions because I usually don't bother asking. I just fucking do it. But I don't know. I lace all of my Gazelles in white, regardless of what color they are. But these ones I find. Forest green laces just like suits the rest of the shoe so well. So yeah,
you're gonna turn soon. You're gonna go white.
Probably. I'll try. I'll definitely give it a try.
Yeah, yeah. So they look dope though.
So the Gazelle's like making a comeback, right?
Yes,
well,
not a comeback, but it's being back in we can say it's back in style.
The it's shoe for now.
Yeah,
it's
old
shoe.
School
yeah.
is becoming yeah. new school, my friends.
Yeah. And it's really cool. It's I think it's a great entry price. It's like 100, 110, depending on executions.
Yeah.
I come from my first years at Adidas, they were going for like $85.
Really?
They marked up a bit. Superstars, same thing. Stan Smith, same thing. But I think it's still like, to this day, it's quite a good price for like a classic like this. So they sell really well.
The quality is nice.
Yeah.
I find that the colors that they're kicking out right now are either very on the light side.
Yeah.
Or very vibrant.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Your forest green punches you, right? Like it's
yeah,
like bam.
Yeah.
But then you have those light grays.
Light gray, light navy
pink,
blue, like washed. Yeah.
Or that light pink.
They call them like, ooh. I saw some people calling those colors iced yellow, iced blue, iced green. So I have like a freshman. I call it freshman because I just think it's fresh. And I have like the dust pink, yeah. But I agree, there's like either dust like those pink, super yeah. faded colors or extremely vibrant. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. That's interesting.
I like the vibrant ones more. I think.
I like them all in all seriousness. Like it's I got a pair in my sample box a couple of weeks ago. I have a pair of like mustard yellow ones.
Wow.
Mustard never, yellow. Yeah, and like never in my life am I gonna wear like a mustard yellow shoe, but this I worn it twice already and I'm loving it. It's yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Super, super cool.
So what'd you rock on your feet, Mike?
Bred 1.5s.
Nice.
It's like my go-to now, so okay. I'm kind of loving it. I kind of like the creasing and stuff.
Compared to Jordan 1s, like your regular Jordan 1s,
yeah.
Is there a difference in like the comfort or fit? Or
big whatnot? Time. I think there's a huge difference. The Jordan 2 sole that is on the 1.5 is fantastic when it comes to comfortability. It is ridiculously comfortable. I feel like it doesn't get marked up as much for some reason. Maybe because I feel a little bit taller maybe when I'm on a 1.5 than when I'm on like a regular one.
Yeah.
But there is a huge difference. If you're knocking the 1.5s, everyone, go get a pair, try them on. They're super comfortable.
Does it look like a one? Like what's the 0.5 for?
The 0.5 is like the in between a Jordan 2 and a Jordan 1.
Yeah.
It's a Jordan 1 upper completely, okay. Just with a Jordan 2 outsole, okay. Midsole, stuff like that. No Jordan branding on it at all, which I like. Okay. All Nike, which is really, really cool. Yeah. Nice. But I want to throw to you, Alex. You had quite the interesting trip. Tell the people where you were. Tell the people what you did. Tell the people what you bought.
Yes. So I was in I was on the love boat with my girl. We went to Greece for a Greek island
extravaganza
tour, little excursions, and I was honestly really hoping to see if all the rumors about Ultra Boost and NMD sleeping and stuff, if it was actually like the real deal or just like a scam. And at the same time, I was like, when those things started popping out on the groups like earlier this summer, I was like, oh, I'm going at the end of the summer. There's for sure not going to be anything. And matter of fact,
survey says
Mythbusters.
Rien pas tout. Nothing. Well, no, don't get me wrong. There was a few stuff, but it was not as I expected it to be. But so on the sneaker side of my trip, I was extremely surprised that I saw mostly Adidas. Like, I'm not going to be biased on this. Like, I actually was looking down everyone's feet at all time. Because, like, we went to different cities. Also, like, on the cruise ship, you would see, like, slides or like, dress shoes or whatever, but I think I saw like two pairs of NMDs on like two UK kids. That's it. No Ultra Boost, no Yeezys, wow. No NMDs, only like white Chucks, Stan Smith, Superstars.
Why do you think that is?
I honestly couldn't really get into many conversations with people on the boat, but
language barrier maybe?
No, just like I couldn't care less.
just was focused my drink. On
I was just yeah, wanted there you get, go. To get tan and like yeah, whatever. But we did we actually did a stop in Corfu, which I had no Wi-Fi, so I couldn't really look for an Adidas store, and the stop was really quick. So we bumped into a girl that was crazy about Adidas. Started talking to her like on the street, and she was like, "There's a store. You have to take a cab," but we had to go back on the ship, so we kind of missed out. The second we got to Athens, I was like, there's an Adidas store there. We got to go. So we took a cab, made a little tour around Athens, saw the Parthenon, blah, blah, blah. And when we got to the Adidas store, I was like, okay, it's fishing time. Because like, there's like three levels. I know there's originals. There's like women's running and men's running.
Wow.
Originals, nothing. They had nothing. No NMD, just like a few Gazelles, few Superstars, few Stan Smith, whatever. Go upstairs. I get on the men room, and I see Ultra Boost in the back, uncaged in the back. So I run to the back and I grab the pair of all white Ultra Boost, and I turn around and the guy is looking at me and he's like, "Sorry, man, size 46, 46 and a half." And I'm like, "Fuck." And then I ask him like every single pair, like there was like navy blue uncaged, olive green uncaged, red uncaged, but they're all like huge or ridiculously small.
Yeah.
So the guy straight up went to me and he goes, you're American, right? I was like, oh, well, I'm from Canada. He's like, we sold every single pair of all white Ultra Boosts to American this summer. Oh. Not a single pair was sold to a European because, like, for some reason, they don't give a shit.
The demand is not there.
The demand is not there. And he said that they don't remember selling a single pair to anyone in Greece that was from Greece. The American just, like, actually, like, went overseas and got them all this summer. But then, so I left the store pretty sad.
That story sounds really familiar. Have you heard that before or seen that before?
Well, I think a lot of people scored this summer. Like, I think a lot of people went over to Europe and actually scored pairs. So good for you guys. I was late. And then I decided to leave and I made it to the Foot Locker across the street, which had a ton of exclusive NMDs that we'd never heard about. But they didn't make it. I don't know. I guess they didn't make it over. Social. Yeah. And there was actually a bunch of sizes in most of NMDs, but nothing that was actually really interesting me. I was looking out for that Olive Europe exclusive NMD.
Oh, yeah.
Which I couldn't find in Athens. But when we came back from the cruise ship, we went to Venice for a day. And no Adidas store there, but a Foot Locker.
Foot Locker.
Okay. Foot Locker.
Okay.
My observation, and I don't know if you guys know this style, but I saw at least 30 pairs on people's feet walking, and I kept turning around to my girl and being like, look, another one, another one, another one, another one. Everyone is wearing LA trainers. And if you guys don't know what it is, look it up. It's a classic silhouette that was made for the LA Olympics back in the days. It's a classic shoe, and everyone has the illest colorways. So when I got to the Foot Locker store, I saw some exclusive Foot Locker Europe colorways. Cool. I decided to grab one. And as I was talking to the guy, like showing my Instagram, like he just talking about like my just talking about like, oh, I'm from Canada, I work for Adidas, blah, blah, blah. The guys were like super cool, really helpful.
Cool.
And they were like, oh, we had an NMD a few days ago. They sold out. I was like, oh shit, yeah, I was actually looking for this one. He's like, we have a pair in the back. You want to see it? And I was like,
yeah,
fuck yeah. He's like, what's your size? I was like, I don't care what's my size. Just like, I want to see it. And he brought a box, and it was a 7.5.
Yes.
So yeah. So right away, like I look at my girl. I'm like, pass me your phone. And I grabbed her phone, texted Chloe right away, and I was like, Chloe, it's Alex.
6:22
in the morning. Yes, sorry.
Wow.
And I was like, listen, man, 7.5 Olive NMD Europe exclusive. Do I pull the trigger? And he was like, oh, what? Yeah, fucking, yeah, do it. And so I ended up grabbing them for him, squashing the box in my luggage. And yeah, we're hopefully going to exchange that
tonight.
What
a way to wake up.
Yo.
Yeah, man. Oh, my God. But I was so happy for him. Like, I was actually really jealous, but...
Dope move.
Yeah.
All the way from Europe.
Yeah,
across the Atlantic, people.
You know what? Because like, cool. I really wanted to bring only one pair back. So I found that olive green upper Ellie trainer with a nice gum sole. I was like, that's my pair. But then I was thinking about like all the possibilities, like throwing clothes to bring back a pair, or just like making space in my luggage and get this missing shit. And I ended up going to another store and find the original colorway of the Ellie trainer. So I grabbed this one as well. And I was just like, three pairs, full luggage. What the fuck am I going to do? But yeah, my Tetris skills made me do it, and I was able to bring back all the three pairs.
Wow, and three boxes too.
The three boxes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
The OG LA trainer is like so dope,
so good. Beautiful. And it was in this little store called AW Lab, Athletes World Lab, and they were the only one in Venice who had the OG colorway, and pretty cool little shop.
Sick. Good pickups. Thank you, Alex. Alex, when you're like in Athens and you're at the Adidas store, let's say you were to buy something, do you still get to use your...
Oh, yeah, you still get your discount? Yeah. Worldwide.
That's sick.
There are some shops, but it's something that you see more in France. They're called franchise. So they don't belong to the Adidas group, but there are Adidas banners and they sell Adidas products. In those stores, you don't get shit. But everywhere else, like... Wherever I go, I just like show off my business card, and normally it, it's enough.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Super
but,
dope.
Like, honestly, it was a bit disappointing. I was really hoping to, like, find more shit.
Cop your pair.
But the second, like, I was, like, packing the shoes and my luggage and thinking about what I actually copped, I thought it was more appropriate to my collection. And the meaning of bringing back some LA trainers from Italy where it's hot, where only, like, where it's only hot over there, you know? I was super influenced by the people and by what people were wearing. And I was like, you know what? I could have bought an Ultra Boost anywhere in Canada if I really wanted it.
Yeah.
But those two colors, like, I'm not going to find them in Canada. So, and it suits my collection better. And I think I'll probably, like, probably wear them. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Super dope. Cool times, good times. I'm
OGs is a win.
Oh, yeah. Definite totally, success. Totally. Yeah. I was going to refund the other pair. I went back to Foot Locker. I wanted to refund the olive
pair.
But
olive?
They didn't want to.
Which is okay.
Yeah, which is fine. I was actually pissed because, like, it's still Euros. It's still Adidas shoes that I pay full fucking price.
Yeah.
Like, the cheap ass in me was like, I can't believe you're doing this, but I'm not going to find them in Canada, so whatever. Yeah. But that's pretty much it. I don't want to make it sound like I'm the absolute truth, but there's a lot of Adidas, and not a lot of anything else. But those are just observations, you know.
Maybe they don't spell Nike the same way in Europe.
I saw Huaraches. Huaraches. I saw a couple, like, a lot of Chucks. There's a lot of Chucks, a lot of Chucks, but a couple of Huaraches, but absolutely no Yeezys.
No Jordans.
No.
Do you think that Adidas, like, taking over is a Europe thing? Just like,
no, I think they've always been on Adidas. Adidas is huge in soccer, right? So
yeah,
and soccer is, like,
yeah. Well, huge Euro. Over there. That's what I mean. Yeah.
But they've always,
like,
been,
like, in UK, in Germany, it's really, like, the trainers, like the little, like, casual shoes, like Samba inspired, like all of those, like Munchen, Spezia, whatever, like, they're super popular back in UK because it's their scene, you know.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, that's it. What up? So it was a really cool trip. I was really glad I could bring back some pairs, including one for Chloe. I was actually so pissed, but
it was the pair to get.
Yeah, totally. And it was for you.
Look at the smile on your face.
I can't wait. I'm gonna rock
big
the
up.
Shit,
you better, man. Because I was going to throw away the box, and I was like, you better fucking wear them.
So well, does this mean that you could possibly be one of the only people in Montreal with that shoe?
It's possible. Possible.
I'm sure he is.
How does that make you feel?
Great. Awesome.
Listen, if you're listening to the podcast and you're from Montreal, from Canada, and you do own a pair, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
The Olive NMD.
The Olive Europe exclusive NMD, let us know. Otherwise, we're going to brag and still think that we're the best and that our crew member, Chloe, has the only pair in Canada. Sorry.
Alex, we're going to have to go over your packing of boxes and such because we've had a bit of experience with, we packed, I think, at least a dozen boxes in his luggage and brought
boxes?
Yeah.
Flattened them out.
You
flattened
them out.
Yeah. But that's what I did. That's what I did. But I, for yours, I flattened yours. Well,
oh, you kept yours intact?
Yes.
No, you got to flatten them all.
No. But what I did is I took the shoes out of the box.
Yeah.
I laid the shoes in the top compartment and I stuffed like a bunch of like dirty clothes in the boxes in my luggage. And yours, I had to flatten it out.
That's cool.
And I had one box, the smallest box. The smallest box was in my backpack.
Okay.
So, I had one.
We deconstructed all the boxes. It's a story for another pod.
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Travel stories.
Exactly.
But if you guys were wondering, you probably saw on my Instagram, I decided to go for a pair of Gazelles, a pair of Alpha Bounds that was actually giving me bad blood circulation.
What?
One day, yeah.
Wow.
I had a really tough day once.
Sounds familiar.
Yes, because they're super comfortable, but the band was like slightly tight for that day. I don't know if it's because it was extremely hot. And my all-white NMDs.
Yeah.
They were like my favorites on this trip. Yeah.
Perfect.
Maybe it's because you drank a lot and your feet swelled.
I didn't drink that much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the cruise, man, it's like you sip all-inclusive. Oh, no. So you have to be careful with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Maybe just sit at the bar, let some lovely ladies pick up the tab for you.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice, right?
Mm, yeah.
Switch the roles around a little bit. But while you were in Italy, myself, Chloe, and Chris.
And not Alex.
And not Alex. I repeat, not Alex, went to go see Kanye West. And it was the bomb.
It was dope.
It was awesome.
It was such a good night.
It was sick.
Yeah, whatever.
So, in the last podcast, we were talking about it, and was it who said we were going to see Kanye West?
No.
Was it
Chloe? Chloe had tickets already.
Yeah,
he wasn't sure if he was going
to
go,
and I was waiting for the plug to come through.
Yeah, you were hinting at it. I didn't catch on quick enough. You were like, "Do you want to go? Do you want to go?" And I was like, "Blah blah blah."
Yeah, Kanye blah, blah. West. Maybe Kanye West. Yeah. Easy, easy. What? What?
And then
it went down.
So this is how it went down, people. It was so the concert was Friday night. Thursday during the day, Mike just hits up our group chat and goes, "Guys, 911."
Yeah,
and he's like,
911 emergency
tickets to Kanye. Yes, no, and Chloe was like, "I'm good." And I was like,
"Classic Chloe, so dry."
I'm good.
I was like, "Hold up. Let me check with the wifey to make sure that like we're clear that night and everything." And boom, boom, boom. And it became like date night for all of us.
Triple
right?
date night. Yeah. We all brought the wives along with us, which was really, really cool. I want to thank Phil, my buddy at Evanco, for everything. If you need tickets to shows in Montreal, hit up Evanco.ca. Go check it out.
Shout out to Phil. Shout out to Evanco.
It was insane. We walked in. We had no idea what we were expecting. We walk in and we see all this rigging in like this ambient music going on in the Bell Center arena, hockey arena. So picture a massive hockey arena, blacked out almost, like you could barely see in there. Usually they have the house lights on or something before the show. It was pretty dark in there.
I was trying to do some Instagram stories, but it was like too dark.
It was too dark. So we were looking around and we're thinking, we don't see a stage. Like, we're looking around. We have no idea where the stage is. We see, like, a little tiny platform where the band's going to perform. But we're like, where's the stage?
Yeah. You have to remember, we were...
Oh,
it was like
floor,
Thursday.
Floor tickets, by the way.
Thursday, we found out, and Friday was a concert. So we didn't have time to, like, check out the set list.
No,
or check out the plans of the whole arena. We just walked in, and we didn't... Part of me wasn't prepared for the concert. You
no.
know what I'm saying?
But I think that's what made it so awesome. You know, the fact that we weren't prepared. We had no idea what was going down. And we show up and we have floor tickets to Kanye. And the lights go down. Boom. He kicks into what, Father Stretch My Hand, part one.
Yeah.
Into that.
So good.
And a stage is lifted up. Just a single platform. This thing maybe 12 feet by 12 feet. Maybe. And Kanye's standing on top of it.
Yeah, he's like tethered.
He's tethered to it, so
yeah.
It doesn't fall off. Safety hazard. Anyways, he's on this thing, and we're like, "Oh, there he is. Is he getting closer?"
Yeah, he started pulling this like Jedi move where the whole platform starts moving towards us,
and we're at like the back on the floor.
So usually the floor has seats.
Yeah,
not this concert.
No seats to be seen anywhere.
Standing room only.
Yes. So
big dance floor.
Everyone's down at the one end of the arena. Kanye comes up and then he starts moving back to us. And we're thinking, what's going on here? His stage is lit from the bottom. At one point, he was right over top of me and Chris.
Like above our heads.
And it was above our heads. And we're thinking, oh my God, we're in the middle of like this mosh pit going down. Like a hip hop mosh pit. It was insane.
Sweaty, jumping,
hip
hop mosh pit.
And, dude, it was so cool.
And like, even like, let's say the stage is above our heads, you have no option but to look up. You can't move to the side because everyone's blocking you.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like moving with the stage, right?
It was awesome. Like a rave. It was like a rave with crazy lights and Kanye West. It was crazy. Probably one of my top five shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like dope. And like he was bringing back some old songs, some of his from his catalog. Right? And
he played, I want to say like what, 40 songs.
What was your favorite song that he pulled out?
Black Skinhead.
Yeah, I like that one.
It
too.
Was when crazy. And when he starts jumping, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, when he
this
gets
guy
hyped,
is
you
got
to get hyped, right?
Yeah.
So it was awesome.
And it was crazy. And you know what I have to say about him and his production, he controls everything. From the stage, he'll just say,
Lights on.
Red lights on. Yeah. So if he sees people with all their cell phones out, he'll turn the red lights on and you can't see him at all through your phone. You can't see anything but red. It is crazy.
Yeah, he would like stop and then say, yo, turn on this spot, turn this one off, move this light on. Yeah.
Yeah.
What but a it genius,
was,
huh?
Yeah. It was like insane. Totally natural. It wasn't like forced or anything.
Yeah, it wasn't like, yo, turn this on. It's like, yo, turn this on.
And
it, boom, done.
There's one part of the show where he like leans over, like he gets down and he's trying to leans over the side and everyone starts trying to reach him, right? Like everyone starts
trying to grab him.
In.
You could jump and probably hang on to the side of the stage.
Yeah, it was, but he stops. He stops the concert. He goes, guys, calm down. There's ladies down there. Yeah, like, chill. You got to be careful.
Chill. Yeah.
Super dope.
And he's such a perfectionist that he started going into Fade off his latest album, starts going into it, and he goes, stop. These guys need the full experience. Turn this on, turn that on, turn this on. Let's go again. He's like, these guys need the full experience.
Yeah, it was dope. He brought it back.
Oh my God. Oh, it was so good. And, yo, we had to get that Pablo merch, right?
We got some Pablo merch. Yes. Yeah. So, this part, right? You guys were, the Pablo merch is through the tunnel. Like, you're on the floor. You go through the tunnel. There's a table of merch specifically for the floor people.
Yeah.
And, like, you can only access it from the floor.
Yeah.
And the line is pretty short, relatively
like,
short.
The line outside of the Bell Center for merch was ridiculously
crazy.
Long.
It was deep,
like really deep. Like you're waiting you're waiting over an hour.
Yeah, but this lineup was like max 10 people,
if that.
Yeah, and I did the line twice. Like I went in line.
He
twice.
Went back for seconds.
And, okay, it's like one piece per person.
Chris, can I ask you a question?
No,
I got. Oh, go ahead, Chloe.
I think the reason why is because everybody was so concerned with their place on the floor,
which is
they
great.
Probably want to be up against the stage, and they had no idea that the stage was going to move around.
It's
so they're
fantastic.
Like, forget the merch, let's go get our spot.
I love that.
And easy peasy for you guys.
But I gotta ask you, Chris, why do you have red velvet rope surrounding your hand right now?
Okay, so my right hand went through an experience, people. Okay. What happened with that floating stage is near the end of the show, security got up behind us and lifted up this rope and started walking forward, pushing the crowd deeper towards the center of the whole floor.
Yeah.
And the floating stage went above our heads and then gently tilted and set Kanye down behind us. Like, so
set him free.
Set him free. He untethered himself and proceeded to walk out the tunnel. Like maybe 5 minutes before that, Mike was texting me. He goes, come back into the tunnel. Come back into the tunnel.
Because I was in the tunnel waiting for my buddy Phil. And I'm like, Phil, go back and get Chris and his wife. So he's like, okay. But then Phil gets stuck. But Phil works for Evanko, so he's just off to the side with the other guys from Evanko. Kanye gets off the stage, walks over.
Yeah, he's walking towards the tunnel. And guys, it was like a movie moment. He's walking. Everything started going slow motion. It was insane. I don't know. The sound kind of droned out a bit too. Maybe that was just me. But the dude stopped, turned around, he didn't look at us. He looked slightly above our heads. It was like he was looking at something we couldn't see. Then he looked down at us, saw us, and then it was like, yes, I will bless you guys. No. And then started walking towards us.
Ultra lightly.
And he started like shaking everyone's hands. And people, I shook Kanye's hand. It was like insane. I was, my wife was next to me for a split second. I forgot that she was next to me. I'm sorry. I love you. But Kanye was just there for 2 seconds. I was like, and he shook my hand. Oh, the dude was wearing like oven mitts or something. It was so dope. And then he like left the building. Honestly,
he was wearing combat gloves.
No way.
Yeah. No, he was wearing my Yeezys, okay, to the concert. And I half slipped off one shoe. And I was what should I do? But I didn't have like a Sharpie with me or anything. Yeah. And I just decided I need to enjoy this moment and just shake the man's hand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pay respect. And then boom. Then the man walked out.
Yo, he walked out.
And he put
out.
His hand up for sale.
on Facebook, eBay. I put my hand up for sale.
Yeah, I saw that.
For resale.
And he only takes PayPal, everyone.
Yeah. Man, that's a sick story.
It was incredible.
Like, it's a sick story.
For the next 12 hours, he just kept reassuring everyone that he shook Kanye West's hand.
He posted it. I'm like, okay.
He's like, see this hand? It touched Kanye West.
Yeah, I was like, hi, my name is Chris. I touched Kanye's hand. That's how I would like meet new people.
Proud
and
that's how I meet new people.
But that was like, it was insane because Thursday morning, regular day.
Yeah.
By Friday night, I like, you guys ever see that painting where that dude touches like fingertip to fingertip with God?
Well, it was, wasn't that E.T.?
No.
Yeah, okay. So like, you know, E.T. phone home moment. Yeah. It was like, yeah,
it was that
the light, boom.
Oh my god.
Yo,
insane.
I think the story makes me so happy, guys. I'm so happy for you,
dude,
guys.
We're sorry you missed out. It was sorry you missed out, time.
But then my wife reminded me, Chris, he's in Europe. I think he's fine. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
He's on vacation.
He's having a good time.
He's good. I think that's a good place to wrap this segment up. We're going to get into some deeper stuff in the next segment. Give us a minute. We'll be right back. We're going to take a little break. To the Sneaker Podcast. This is episode 12 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside Christopher Chu, Chloe. We also got Alex in the house now. We were just talking about our experience at the Kanye West concert. Now, a lot of people say that Kanye might have a big ego, Chris.
Yeah, so definitely one of the premier ego mans out in the world today, right?
I would think so.
Very recognizable, doing a good job with it. And it got to me thinking about egos and alter egos and whatnot. Because I was wondering, this guy is on the stage. He's doing his thing. I wonder if this is him in real life or
it's
Kanye West is a person, like a character that you portray.
Like a persona.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking about us, about sneakerheads and social media the way it is these days. And whether any of you have an alter ego. So like on your social media, you do things differently from the way you are in real life. Or whether I meet you in person, I'm like, yeah, this is the exact same person I met on Instagram or whatnot. Or I don't know. Maybe you're talking to your family and you don't ever mention sneakers at all. They don't know that side of you. And this is like a separate type of life for you. Do you guys go through this alter ego type of living?
That's a great question. Wow.
Well, I think the just the last thing that you mentioned about like the family, I think there are some people that I feel don't necessarily need to know about this thing that I have for sneakers. So it would definitely make the Tsuji Cypher Sun's life my alter ego, because like, there's a lot of people in my life that I just, you know, like not everyone like you bump in the street knows that you're like this big
this deal,
sneakerhead,
big deal in sneakers, you know, like, yeah. So I definitely would think that I do have an alter ego in that sense. But other than that, the Chris that I see is the Chris that I see on Instagram, you know,
artistic. Pretty.
I don't know. It's like, it's a bit different because the way I comment on Instagram is not necessarily the way I speak, but this is like Instagram sneakerhead language that I adopt whenever I am conversing with another sneakerhead.
Preach,
and
man.
It just makes sense, right?
No.
Like, I don't call everyone bro.
Right.
I don't call everyone homie or homes, but on Instagram it makes sense for certain people. Maybe with you guys it makes sense as well, but like, if
you gotta
I'm
play the game.
Yeah, you have to. So I'm not necessarily playing a whole different character from like the Chris Chu Instagram and the Chris Chu in real life. But this is my perspective. If you ask my wife, it might be a different answer, right? Yeah. She'll be like, yeah, no, you're totally different from the guy that's online and the guy
that's...
Yeah,
of course.
Well, I'm assuming this is how she sees it, because I'm definitely not 24/7 speaking to her about sneakers, while on Instagram, it seems like all I do is sneakers, right?
Yeah.
Do you go through that stuff, Chloe? Like, do you have two personalities?
Well, I definitely have the family man, Chloe, at home. And no, I am all about sneakers at home. And No, I would say like my family and everyone that I talk to on a daily or run into at work, I am the sneaker guy. And
but you're also the family man, like, all the time, 24/7. It's a job, right?
But I think he's, no, I think he's right, because if you look at his Instagram posts, it's like he's not like flexing, he's not stunting, he's just like producing good shit, good quality stuff, staying low key.
Doesn't say shit.
It's
I do see that.
Shoes, photography, kids.
Shoes,
photography, kids. If anything, Chloe is like the probably the most.
No alter ego. So he's like the...
No, he's the cleanest.
he's like the superhero that doesn't care that everyone knows his identity, right. Basically.
And when it comes to family, I'm sure my family, they talk amongst themselves and they're like, he has a shoe problem. And
he's like Steve Rogers, Captain America. Everyone knows it's Steve Rogers. He's low key, but he's all good and everything's... But no one, he doesn't flash anything, but he gets the job done.
Yeah, right? That's right. And when he wants to, he can blow stuff up, right?
No, he uses a shield, man.
No, but I'm talking in sneaker-wise.
Yes,
I'm talking Chloe. I'm not
blow
talking
it up.
Captain America.
Turn it up.
Yeah, I don't, I'll go and I'll see a client of mine. I'll be like, oh, dope shoes. And then break out that cold conversation or whatnot. And people will come up. And so, what's the story on these today? And, I let it all out. They know we could talk shoes for hours.
Yeah.
And I would say every day it happens.
It's so nice to start up a conversation with someone you have no idea who they are. And you're like, yo, man, nice shoes. I love that.
I do it all the time at work.
It's so cool. You know, you get to see a different person who you have no idea.
Yeah. But
you learn a bit about them.
I find that sometimes in those situations, I kind of find out that I'm a bit of an asshole. Because let's say I'll start.
Asshole, Chris.
I am, but this is like gets reminded to myself about it. Like I'm like talking to someone about sneakers, and then I realize, well, it's not the type of sneakerhead conversation that I would have with another sneakerhead.
Yeah,
and they're very much. An outsider to the sneaker world, and they're like, oh yeah, I saw this really cool shoe that da da da, and I won't say to their face like, yeah, I know it, but in my head I'm like,
you know the backstory, you know what's going on.
Let's keep going. So it's
so you remain polite and you adjust.
You entertain them.
You know what I'm talking about.
Slowly turn.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And run.
Yeah.
Slowly turn and run.
Yeah. So, Mike, are you a superhero?
What is Mike?
You guys.
What is the Mike?
Here you guys go.
What is your alter ego?
What am I? I'm going to go to my Instagram right now just so I can check it out. What do you guys think?
Mike's
I'm a cool dude.
Not the cool dude. He's like the cool doing thing dude. Like, he always does something cool. I find.
So, he's not like 24/7 sneakers?
No.
He's like,
no.
Hey, I went to this place. It was cool.
Sprinkled with some sneakers.
Yeah.
But like I'm saying that's you straight up, and you don't like have to, I don't want to say hide, but like omit the fact that you're a sneakerhead to the people that you surround you or whatnot. Not because it's a bad thing, but just because it doesn't make sense in certain conversations.
Exactly. Like some of the people at work, they don't know. I walk in with a pair of sneakers on, they'll go, why are they different from yesterday? Because I like sneakers, you know?
Not about that life.
Well, I don't really tell them, but if they want to hear it, I'll give it to them. If they want to hear it, I'll give it to them.
You want the 4 and the 1-1?
Do you want it? Do you want it? I'll give it to you. Rough.
I get you.
All
right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'll entertain it. But like with my family too, I'm sure we all have this that they just don't get it.
I think it's more...
We play it up.
Yeah. Like I've been in at some get-togethers where you have like these people that have their careers and whatnot and everything. And everyone's like I'm a consultant, a pharmacist, a lawyer.
Yeah.
And then my friend, who's like a really great friend, he goes, oh, Chris has like 3,000 followers on Instagram. I'm like, dude, you don't need to mention that.
Yeah.
Like it's not relevant to this conversation, you know? And it's not like shame or anything. It's just like, it doesn't make sense to these people. So it's like, this is not my audience or whatnot.
Yeah.
And let's just move on to something else. Like I can talk about other stuff.
Yeah.
It's just I do think on social media I'll have a specific persona, while the people that know me best will get a piece of that and a piece of what's really me.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, the real you. You know what I find? It's like going to a concert. You know, when you go to the grocery store, everything's cool. You're yourself. You go to a concert. What happens?
You turn up.
You make sure your fit's on deck. You make sure it's on point. And you go out there and you be your other persona, I want to say.
Yeah.
You know? You
turn it on.
Chloe broke out the Oxford Tan Yeezys for the first time.
Yeah. What you thinking, Alex? The
conversation goes, and I think I do have an alter ego. Like, pretty solid, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I think there's three parts to Alex. This is what I'm thinking. There's Alex. Yeah. Then there's I like sneakers Alex. And then there's the educator Alex.
Yeah.
That you want to educate all the time, which is really, really cool. You know, if someone starts, hey, do you know the story behind those? You got it.
Yeah.
And I think you found like a perfect middle for like, they say your sneakerhead, Alex, and your teacher, because you teach dance, right? You teach your b-boy, you teach dance, and they can sometimes cross over totally, without any issues.
No, totally. Yeah. Because it's like kind of hip-hop related.
Yeah. While maybe like, I don't know, a family man or like at work can't necessarily cross over to a sneaker world. Yeah. I once wore a mango fluorescent pair of Nikes to work. Bad idea. It was just like weird to have those in the office. It was just like really, like, I was talking to my friend. I was like, do you think my sneakers are a bit loud? Like, I don't care. Like, I wear flashy stuff. But mango fluorescent was like, he's like, yeah, maybe not these shoes next time. I'm like, yeah, I don't, like, no one came to talk to me, but it was just, I just felt off, you know?
Yeah.
This is not the right shoe for the right setting. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Because I see, like, on my, none of my, like, tight friends, like, all of my crew members, they're not Instagram people at all. Like, they do have an Instagram, they do follow me, but they don't post anything, or not as much as I do. And sometimes they just, like, when we like face each other in real life, they're like, why are you writing so much shit on Instagram? Like, why do you tag so much shit? Why do you hashtag so much shit? Like, they don't get it, you know?
And it's fine. What you're doing.
And it's fine. Like, I do it, and I hashtag with no shame. And then they're like, it's so cheesy to do this shit. And like, you get the whole like haters vibe. It's not necessarily hating. It's just like, I think it's like not understanding it.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's not you. Like, that's just like you through a screen, like through photos. So I think that this is where the alter ego, like, for me stands. It's like, it's putting out there this guy that has like more, that has like the bigger voice. Like, when I'm hosting shows or battles, like, I have this like voice booming on the mic. Yeah. I'm booming, you know? And there's this educator, manager, friend, listener on the side. That's like the other Alex, basically.
Well, in terms of like, with your friends not understanding completely what you're doing or why you're doing it on Instagram, I always have I have talks with some people that feel a bit self-conscious about doing stuff like that or going out in Instagram and posting all their photos, like, just post away. Yeah, the people that don't understand or that maybe criticize a bit too much, they're not your target audience.
No, yeah, that's it.
You know, like, I mean,
and they don't get the process of spreading whatever you're posting out to the world.
Absolutely.
That's how you share.
And bring your own self.
Yeah. Exactly.
As much as some people might think, well, look, what are you talking target audience for? You're not like a store. You're not a company selling stuff. But everyone's out there selling themselves, trying to connect more with other people, trying to promote an image, trying to... And you know what? What if it is an alter ego? What if it is another personality that you like putting out there? As long as it's not harming other people, as long as you're having fun with it, and maybe it helps you connect with more people, be more outgoing, like discovering more about a world that you love and forming these bonds like we have right here.
Yeah, that's right.
Why not? You know? So there is a target audience.
Yeah.
Like you do have specific people that you do this for.
Yeah. And then all my boys.
Sneaker fam.
Sneaker fam.
Yeah,
sneaker
fam. It's such a thing.
That's awesome. I like that, Chris.
Thanks.
You're getting deep.
Deep. Let's go a bit deeper.
Okay.
We were talking about egos, alter egos. Now let's get into super ego. Like you guys were kind of wondering like what I might be referring to talk about superego. So superego specifically, it's like a psychology term. It's like your ideal image of yourself conceptualized. But I'm going to flip it a bit where it's just going to straight up be literally people that have super big egos.
Okay.
Out in the sneaker community. So it might get a bit choppy, might get a bit controversial. I don't know. We're going to talk about, what do you think about the people out there that, I think we can go back to episode 2, 3? I don't know. About the plug.
Okay.
People that like to boast a lot.
Yeah.
Like this game is all about bragging. It's all about showing off what you have. But some people that are a bit too happy with themselves. Yeah. How do you deal with it? Because
I usually unfollow.
You unfollow?
Yeah.
I just scroll to the next. No. I just scroll upwards and whatever.
Let them if I have some followers listening, I hope you guys don't see me as a superego. Because I, as Mike said, like I really, really, really go for the education purpose. And just like the whole like brand vision purpose. So, but... yeah, I just want to secure myself.
I wasn't targeting.
No. But like, But I think I don't necessarily like that, because I don't think those people are actually like. I don't the level of caring for the product. I don't know if it's the same or if it's just like having the shoe. Making a dope pick out of it, getting them likes,
making sure people see that you got the shoe.
Yeah,
making sure that people see you got them from the plug.
Yeah, I for me this has no value. So this is why like I don't really give it like meaning or genre importance, because like for me it's
like whatever. But when someone posts, camped out for 42 hours for these babies. I'll like that. Double tap that.
Yeah, I'm okay.
I'll wear the shit out of it. I'd even maybe comment on that. Good for you, man.
I've posted pics where I've said thank you to the plug, but it wasn't to show off. It's to.
I don't remember.
Pardon me?
I don't ever remember seeing you say thanks.
Maybe I
to the
unfollowed.
Plug.
you unfollowed me?
What? Yeah.
No, but I've posted pics and I was glad that I copped it and, you know. And I've said thank you for hooking me up or whatever, but it wasn't to say nah, I got it and you didn't get it type of thing, you know. And I want to take a fly shot of the kick that I got.
Yeah,
but I will.
Okay, but I think
put it out and say thank you.
Yeah, it has a meaning. But yeah. I think like Chris, man, like I think you're going more for those guys that have like all the high boost shit and all the like. They don't have anything else that's not relevant to whatever's hype. No?
Like, I don't care what's in your collection. Like, I don't care what you buy. You buy whatever you want. It's your money. And like, it doesn't matter to me what... But if you... Exactly what you said. If you don't care for the product, like, if you don't handle the graciousness of you being able to get a shoe that was hard to get, or that... you disregard how important it is that to have friends surround you that to help you, and you don't recognize that, and you just portray a guy that I'm doing this is all me, it's all because of me that I'm able to get all these sneakers, that I don't want to pay no mind. Like, you're gonna show up on my feed and maybe strategically I'll keep following you, but I'll skip over the double tap like on your picture.
It's so complicated.
I've been accused of it back in the day when I was doing radio, because brands and people, they want you to promo their stuff. So they send you a bunch of stuff, of course, right? So I've gotten a few things for free from companies that I've, you know, gave them a shout out on Instagram, and I've been called on it. You know, people from back where I used to live in the country, they're like, why are you always posting stuff to promote companies? And I'm just like, it's business. That's it.
I get that.
That's it. Most of the stuff I like, I won't post anything that I don't like. So I think that was from back in the day.
Well, going with that, I see it a lot as like, so I'm crossing over the alter ego, your personality on Instagram.
Yeah.
And your consciousness of saying that, look, I'm doing specific things for business.
Yeah.
Is very much so how I will sometimes see a strategy of how I want to post pictures, how, what, when to post it. And it's more like I'm treating myself as a brand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am by no means a brand, but if you consider yourself and you comport yourself as a brand, then I think you'll misstep a lot less.
Yeah.
Like you won't boast yourself so much, because brands need to have a certain standard in the way that they present themselves.
Yeah, for sure. This has been a good topic.
Yeah.
I like this. I think like Chris is like a psychiatrist or something on the side, and he's just playing with us. He's just playing with our minds.
Just to let you know, you guys are all a bit fucked in the head.
Yeah. Tell us something we don't know, Chris. I think this is a great way to wrap it up. Coming up in the next segment, going to be talking a little bit about NBA 2K17. Lots of sneakers being put into there, which is really, really cool. We also got our winner of the sneaker Converse giveaway, All-Star Chuck 2, our Instagram giveaway, the winners coming up for that, and so much more. Stick around. Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. This is episode 12 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm your host, Mike D, alongside my boy Christopher Chu. We got Chloe, we got Alex in the house. And I wanted to talk a little bit about NBA 2K17 being released September 20th. Chris, are you a big fan?
It's like the only game I buy every year.
Really?
Yeah.
You buy one game a year and that's it?
That's it. I think I have to upgrade to the PS4 because they're not going to make a version for the PS3.
You're rocking PS3?
I am rocking the PS3.
Well, one day you can come over and we'll play a little bit of 2K16. Well, maybe, you know what? We'll try to get 2K17. We'll do like a little review maybe.
I'm down for that. Yeah.
That could be cool. Chloe, do you play?
I used to play a lot, but ever since the kids, the gaming room no longer exists.
Now a baby room? Kid room?
Baby room, yeah.
The kids are playing Call of Duty and stuff? Taking over your PC?
No, they took over the iPad and it's YouTube.
They're big on YouTube right now?
Big. I gotta find a way to cut off that Wi-Fi at a given time.
But Alex, go
hopefully,
ahead.
Hopefully I'll get back into it soon.
Maybe we can get a little four-player jam going on. Alex, do you play?
I'm more like Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have that too,
then
man.
We have to battle then.
I'll smoke your ass.
Do you guys want to have a Mario Kart?
Any type
Kart
of Mario Kart?
Any type of Mario Kart.
Super NES?
Whatever you want.
How about Wii U?
Yeah, no, I'm...
I think
I'm a big Mario guy.
What?
The gauntlets have been thrown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to throw down?
Yeah.
We're throwing down.
Yeah.
You know it's over, right?
Chloe's like, yeah, it's over.
Chloe just put on a serious face.
No, game face. Super Mario Kart?
Yeah.
Like, Double Dash, 64.
Whatever you want.
Oh, man.
These guys aren't even smiling anymore. They're just like,
guys, calm down. That's Am I going to have to put someone in between you? Chris?
You know what? I got a big old school TV, so it's actually going to look good on it. It's not one of those HD TVs.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, man.
That's so
I'm
awesome.
I'm not even going to practice.
NBA 2K17 coming out September 20th. Going to be awesome. And they released and then showed what sneakers are going to be in there this year.
Oh,
really cool.
Cool.
This time around, all sneakers have been 3D scanned to complement the hyper-realistic gameplay visuals. Really, really cool. There's a trailer. Maybe I'll post it up at our Instagram or something. Go check out the trailer. In this game, you're going to get some crazy iconic silhouettes. You got the Chuck Taylor All-Star. That's pretty cool. Imagine LeBron rocking some of those.
Not LeBron, but okay. Yeah, I'm down.
But I'm just saying, you can put them on anyone, right? Really cool. You got that up to the new released Air Jordan 31. That's going to be in the game. I think that's going to be a big player in the game. We also got some lifestyle kicks, including the Don C Air Jordan 2s.
Not bad, not bad.
You're going to be able to play in those. Yeezy Boost 350, which is... I feel bad for your ankles already.
Some broken ankles, sir.
Yeah, I would say so. You also got a lot of the new Curry models. Really cool. You got some Shaq attacks in there.
Nice.
Really, really cool. And, of course, the entire Kobe collection from 1 to 11. Dope. Really, really cool.
Nice.
They also are going to feature the LeBron Soldier 10. That's in there. And some old school stuff. I'm not
some Converse weapons.
Yeah.
Larry Bird, Magic Johnson.
Yes.
Rocket.
Maybe some British Knights.
BK.
Meh. Okay, well, we're going to have to find out if we can get this game. Shout out to, who makes that? NBA 2K17. EA. Not EA.
No.
No. I think they became their own thing. Anyways, we'll figure it out. We will figure it out. But, Alex... we have a little segment that we like to do called
What Are Those?
Officer, I got one question for you. What are those?
That's right. It's What Are Those? You've heard it before, and you're going to hear it again right now. Alex, you got something special for us?
Yes. My good friend in Vancouver, Paul, he's the manager of the Adidas store down there. He's big hunter. We're talking alter ego. He doesn't have alter ego. This guy just like rocks... what he rocks everything from like Mark Gonzalez Adidas slip on to like Crooked Thong AZX ZX runner, like to whatever he likes and finds and think it's cool with the weirdest socks and the dopest fits. This guy is just like super down to earth and he likes hunting. So a couple of weeks ago he was down in Seattle with his family for a weekend getaway, and he hit up the outlet stores over there and he messaged me because he found a pair of a shoe that we were both looking for, and that we had a conversation like actually a couple of weeks back about it, being like, it's crazy that this collab, it was not a consortium collab, but it was a collab with a store, and it didn't make any noise, and we were crazy about it. He was able to get the first half of the pack, which was a ZX Flux, and we were looking for that second pair. And he actually got two pairs, one of his size and one of my size, for $15.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Shout out to the discount.
That's lunch, man.
Wow. Discount. Yeah, that's for lunch.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so you guys know that I like my ZX.
Alex has pulled out the black Adidas box.
It's not the originals box. It's a random box. You can see that they just like banged out the sticker on it, whatever. I love my ZX. And I also love my herd colors. So fall is just around the corner. What do you need in fall? You need
boots,
sneaker boots. You need like mids. You need some like, I love my mids. You need some shoes to rock with some cargo pants and to look kind of fallish with like a nice bomber jacket and a sweater. And this is...
opens the box.
A ZX Trail mid boot from the Extra Butter collab.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In the olive, like olive-ish colorway with all the like kind of camping patches all over it.
Wow.
It has like a really, really nice olive brush suede with some cool like boot like...
I can't wait to touch them.
Yes. They're actually amazing. And they have a gum sole. They have like a little like zipper on the tongue to like hide some... so whatever
nuts,
you want.
That's amazing. We're going to post a picture of this up at our Instagram, at the Sneaker Podcast. Go check it out. These are gorgeous.
They're so sick. And they're extremely childish, but at the same time, such a serious, nice ZX boot.
It's like going back to...
why childish? Why did you use that word?
Because there's a fucking like raccoon like on the other side of this one, and like little like...
it's like you have your boys...
is that like a radar gun?
That's it, the boys camp. Like it's...
video camera? Yeah, like scouts
it's
or
so
something.
It's so cute. So it's called... It was a collab made with New York-based store Extra Butter. It's called the Vanguard Pack, and it's based off... I forgot the name of the movie, but it's based off an American movie. The other shoe in the pack is a ZX Flux, with a leopard safari pattern on it. It was extremely cool. I saw it the last time both Paul and I were at the head office in June. And fucking love this shoe. They're crazy. And I was looking for this shoe forever. And when he told me they were $15.
Yo, you can't say no.
This zipper on the tongue. Oh my
gosh. That pocket on the tongue is so cool.
Yeah, it's so cool.
You hide your weed in there.
I was just about to say that.
I don't do the weed, but I'll do like the pennies or whatever.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, I'm definitely...
Your coin purse?
Yeah.
The tongue of your shoe?
I'm so excited to wear them. I think they look super cool. And they have a fucking gum sole.
Yeah, that's
so
really cool.
For me, it's
cool.
The best of all the worlds. An olive shoe. It's a suede upper. The laces are sick.
There's some canvas on here, which is really, really cool.
This is perfect for the next season.
Wow. Oh, they're perfect.
Yeah. I really like the tread on the outsole.
I'm just so sad that it made it to the outlet stores. I'm not surprised. But I'm
raccoon
sad.
Is priceless. Yeah. Okay. Priceless.
Yeah, I looked it up. Oh, it's for the Steve Zissou movie. What is that movie called?
Something Equa.
Yeah, the
Equa.
But like Paul told me, it's an amazing movie. Like he knew the if you guys look it up, the Vanguard pack from Extra Butter and Adidas, the ZX Flux has like an orange leopard print that is from taken from the movie. Apparently, in the movie, there's a shark that has this print on him.
Yeah, it's called. I googled it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
The Life Aquatic.
That's
the,
it,
Life, the Life Aquatic.
Yeah, Wes Anderson's movie. Yeah.
Apparently, it's an amazing American.
Is Bill Murray in that?
Yeah, Bill Murray's in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love Bill Murray.
No, that adds to the shoe, man.
They're it's sick, even, no, yeah. And the story is like so sick.
A great story.
I looked up the marketing behind it, and like the little video Extra Butter made was like so cool. It was, I don't know. For me, it's like it's a really clever shoe. It's like it's cute, but it's like
$15. How did they justify that?
That's like
know,
crazy.
Man.
That's
man.
A steal. So
yeah, I'm in love with them. I'm extremely excited to put them on and rock the shit out of these
shoes.
Yo,
they're
dope.
Can
you get this in different colorways, this model? Or
nope.
No.
It was like
just
two
one.
Shoe back.
Okay.
Because this model is dope.
Yeah.
I could understand the patches being a bit tough to wear.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, I'll just
and
say.
They look durable.
So sick.
Super durable.
Yeah.
So dope.
Very
That's
dope.
A
great shoe.
Nice pick, my man.
Yes.
Alex,
so happy
great
to,
job.
So happy to get them today. They were just on time for What Are Those?
Yeah. You'll be able to check them out, like I said, on our Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast. Go check them out. They are super, super sick. Winter's coming, people.
Wow.
So it is time.
It's time.
Everyone, the moment you have all been waiting for or skip forward to. It is time for the Sneaker Podcast Converse giveaway grand prize winner, I'd like to say. We have picked someone at random. You had to go to our Instagram, follow us. You had to follow Converse on Instagram. You had to like our picture that we did up for the giveaway, and you also had to tag three friends in the comments. I want to thank everyone who entered. I think it's really, really cool that people are entering, and they want a piece of this.
Yeah, definitely. And we want to thank Converse Canada.
Yes.
For being so gracious to
work
with us
on
this. Yeah. And to bless one of our lucky listeners with a free pair of Converse Chuck 2 All Stars
in the color they want. There's red, there's white, there's blue, there's black.
And in their size.
Yeah.
In their size.
Not a size up.
I think it's time to reveal.
Yeah, should we do it? Let's drum roll, please. And the winner is
_AnthonyJ_.
Yes. Congratulations. You are going home. We are going to contact you on Instagram. Thank you so much for entering. Thanks to everyone who took the time to enter. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Converse. Hopefully we could do this again. So, Anthony, we are going to send you a DM on Instagram, and we'll get all your information, and we'll find out what shoe you got.
Congrats, my man.
Yeah, congratulations.
Make sure you let us know.
Yeah, let us know what you think. We'll be in contact with you. Guys, thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for coming. Episode 12 is in the bag. Chris, what'd you think?
It was awesome. It was good to have the whole team back together.
Alex,
happy to be
back
with you guys. episode 13 coming to you next week, Saturday at 10 a.m. Before we go, where can we find us all on Instagram? Chris.
At Christopher.chu.
And you can follow Clorel at?
Clorel.
And you can find... that was easy, wasn't it? Wasn't it? And you can find my boy Alex at?
Alex. I'm just playing. at Suji Cypher Sons.
You can find myself at On Air with Mike D. Thank you so much for listening into episode 12 of the Sneaker Podcast. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play. You can find us on Podbean. Thank you to everyone who's been downloading the podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll catch you back here next week. Until then, have a great night. Stay laced. Have a great day. We'll catch you later.
Peace.
Peace.
Keep it fresh.